Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:17 now on this Wednesday, May 7th. Flash flood watch until 7 o'clock tonight. Neutral ground parking allowed until 7 o'clock tomorrow night, yes, according to Orleans Parish. And Jefferson Parish, of course, is pretty much the same as Orleans Parish, with some differences, obviously. But in terms of the amount of houses, area, land, etc., 340 miles of drainage canals, ditches, cross drains, culverts, 1,465 miles of street subsurface drainage systems, and 72 drainage pump stations. Matthew Boudreau joins us now, interim deputy commissioner with the, Ben Lapine joins us, director of drainage for Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm all right. Tell me what the situation is with the rain last night, because we were telling people to check in this morning before you left to make sure that everything was all right with the streets, and so far we've been okay, huh?
Yeah, last night we received about 1 to 2 inches of rain on the east bank, half inch to an inch on the west bank, and all the pump stations were manned. We were able to keep up, all the levels stayed low in the canals, and really so far we haven't had any reported issues.
Compare and contrast. Well, first of all, let me take a step back. What do you do to get ready for this kind of event? Because it's the same principle, I guess, and let me run through this, you can correct me if I'm wrong, as it is in Orleans Parish, which is the water has to get into the drain. From there, it goes into the subsurface stuff that drains into the canals, and from the canals, it has to be pumped, correct?
Correct.
And the pumps have to be powered, right?
That's right.
Okay, and we mentioned 72 pumping stations. So when it comes to clearing the drains to get the water into the underground drainage system, your department does all of that, right? It's all one thing in Jefferson Parish. You guys maintain the drains as well?
Yeah, part with streets department as well. It's a combined effort, but we're under one public works.
So as far as you know, the maintenance on the drains is up to date and everything's flowing fine?
Correct. Yeah, we have vacuum trucks. We continuously clean and flush drain lines all year long. We dredge canals. We stabilize canal banks. As far as preparing for pump stations, we're exercising equipment on a weekly basis. We treat every mechanical issue as an emergency to fully prepare for each rain event. Leading up to the rain event, we'll clean catch basins, put all crews on catch basins, man pump stations 24/7, and lower the levels in the canal.
When it comes to powering the pumping stations, and I'm not trying to, you know, I know you're not an expert on Orleans Parish, but the Jefferson Parish power for the pumps is, and I'm just trying to do this, Ben, and give people an overall view of how pumping systems work and the difference between Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish. The pumping stations in Jefferson Parish were built when, or how are they powered, and how is it different than in Orleans Parish? And I presume you have a working knowledge of Orleans Parish.
Yeah, so Jefferson Parish, 75% of the capacity of our system is powered through diesel engines. So each pump will have a diesel engine driving it. And as far as the construction, you know, a lot of stations came on in the 70s. We really expanded out with the 80s bond issue. Mm-hmm. And then again, we expanded with a seal-up program in the 2000s. So we have a lot of stations that are 40 plus years old, but you know, proactively we're replacing diesel engines, updating equipment, and maintaining the system.
What powers the other 25% electricity?
Electric motors. Electric motors. We have backup generators at each station for electric motors in case utility power fails.
Electric motors that comes directly from Entergy without any transmission or turbine or anything like that? I don't want to hurt myself with the words I'm using, but I'm just trying to get a handle on it.
Correct. Yeah, they run off 4160 power, and we get it. We have energy supplying it, and then if utility fails, we have backup generators and then redundant generators to that backup.
So. Let me take a break. I'm getting some text about the pumping station at the airport, who oversees it, how it affects Jefferson Parish, because they had some problems there, I think, earlier in the year or last year. We're talking to Ben Lapine, Director of Drainage for Jefferson Parish. We talked to Steve Nelson yesterday. Today we thought we'd look at it from the Jefferson Parish standpoint, and we are under a flood watch until 7 o'clock. Thankfully, only, I think you said, 2 inches, huh, rain, Ben, of rain so far in Jefferson Parish?
Correct.
Yeah, so far, so let's hope it spaces out and there's no 9-inch rain event or anything like that. 722 traffic now, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Could be a rainy Wednesday, and Ben Lapine is with us, Director of Drainage for Jefferson Parish. They've got the canals pumped down, all the pumps. Are you got any pumps out of service, Ben, or are they all working, or anything that would affect handling any rainfall?
Nothing that would affect it. We do have two pumps out. We have portables in place. One's at the Lake Cattawachie Pump Station, and one is on Oak Drive in Lafitte.
Let me get to this inch an hour, half an inch thereafter. I know we always say that. I don't quite know what that means because it depends on that. That's just an average. That, to me, is the same as saying a 1-in-100-year rain event, which I'm not quite sure what that means either. But it all depends on where it rains. If it rains 9 inches in one area and half an inch in the other, then the area with the 9 inches is gonna get some flooding, right?
That's correct. And a lot of our, well, all of them on the East Bank are interconnected. So if, you know, you get isolated pockets in Kenner or Bucktown, other stations to the east or west can assist and help out.
So let's talk about Kenner and a pumping station and what happened and the mayor, Kenner.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We're talking about some flooding that happened after Francine. Do you guys maintain, is that under your jurisdiction, the airport pumping station, or is that Orleans Parish?
It's not Orleans Parish. It's the Aviation Board.
Okay.
It's the MSY Airport. So, no, we don't maintain or operate it.
So do you guys have anything to do with any of that at all, even though it affects Jefferson Parish?
No. We work with the airport. They can give us updates, but we don't own or operate it.
So that has nothing to do with Jefferson Parish canals or anything else? They have their own drainage system. And what exactly does the airport pumping system drain? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, it drains. When they expanded the airport, it was required to construct to handle the excess flow from the additional concrete. If that station wasn't there, the rain runoff would then bleed into the Jefferson Parish canals and then make its way to the Parish Line pump station just north of it.
Is that a concern that you have or not?
Well, you know, every rain event is a concern. So, yeah, I mean, all of our pumps are concerned that discharge over to the protected levee system. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we work closely with our partners just as we do with Station 6 in New Orleans.
Gotcha. And real quick, before I let you go, when it comes to Scott Walker said this the other day about water in the streets. If the streets get flooded, unfortunately, that prohibits traffic. But still, that's part of the plan, right? I mean, as opposed to it going into houses?
Absolutely. Yep. It's street retention. There's a reason code requires you to build your home at a certain elevation. When the subsurface system is overwhelmed, it then hits the streets and facilitates its way to the major canals.
So from what you're hearing with the National Weather Service, are you just hoping like everybody else, or do you have any concerns for today specifically as we head into Wednesday?
No, I mean, we're prepared. We're ready to go. We hope it comes down at a slow and steady pace and we can keep up.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Ben Lapine, Director of Drainage for Jefferson Parish. We'll take a break. Talking to Matt Boudreau, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles, about Real ID when we come back. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Going to be a rainy day. Neutral ground parking allowed till 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Orleans Parish. And the conditions are ripe for storms to park or train and cause a lot of torrential downfall. We've been lucky so far, and let's hope that continues. But we'll have all the information you need on WWL. Matt Boudreau joins us now, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles, to talk about Real ID and more. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Well. I don't know if something was in the air yesterday, but I got a text from ttcpufjd@yamail.jp. And I also got a text from, and I'm going to tell you why I got all of these in a second, ttzpufjd@yamail. Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles, final notice. Now, all you have to do is look at the address and realize that's not the OMV sending these notices out. But the fact that I got them from numerous sources yesterday, I would presume that I'm not the only one. Talk about these fake texts that are going out about unpaid toll associated, unpaid tolls, et cetera, Matt?
Yeah, if only everyone was as vigilant as you. You know, Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles does not collect toll violation fees nor send text messages or emails threatening to suspend your driver's license for a toll violation. This is a scam, and certainly we want everyone to be aware of it. So I'm very thankful for you bringing that up this morning. If you want to look at your driver's license record, you think you might have a flag or owe money to the Office of Motor Vehicles, go to our website, expresslane.org. You can check the status there. But again, we're not texting people asking them for toll violation money. And you know, just please be cautious when you process online transactions. There are a lot of those scammers out there that try to collect money and get your personal information.
So I've Matt, I've we talked about this repeatedly, and I just wanted to make sure. I've gotten text or toll violation notices from Texas before, where you go through toll roads and like here, I guess if you don't go often enough, you don't have a toll tag, so they take a picture. That's the way it works in Louisiana. You're gonna get a bill in the mail with a picture of you and a license plate crossing the toll thing or whatever it is.
You know, I'm not sure. That's a DOTD thing.
I got you.
But I do know that they are aware of this toll scam, and so I would just encourage people to visit DOTD's website, and they have some more information. They're posting information about GoPass. That would be the correct toll payment information for DOTD.
All right, we'll find out more about that. Let's talk about Real ID. I purposely have not talked about this or paid attention to it, because I'm not traveling anytime in the near future other than driving, and I thought I'd approach it from a beginner's standpoint. So what do people need to know, Matt, about Real ID? Tell us what it is.
Yeah, so the Real ID is an effort by the federal government to make state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards more reliable and standardized. And it goes back for Congress passed it in 2005 after the 9/11 Commission recommended that the federal government set some security standards for those types of identification. So here we are many, many moons later. And I think the biggest misconception right now is that the word deadline means that you can't get a real ID after May 7th, which is just simply not true. The Office of Motor Vehicles, our public tag agents, which is our privately owned business partners, will continue to issue real ID after today. So if you're not traveling, you know, on a plane domestically in the near future, or don't plan to enter a federal building, there's no reason to panic or no reason to rush and wait in line at a field office. Just book an appointment when your schedule works out and go in and get real ID, bring in the documents. But yes, again, it's a deadline. They're going to enforce it starting today, but you have plenty of time if you're not traveling anytime soon.
Book an appointment with whom?
ExpressLane.org. That's our official website.
But you can't do it online, right?
You can book the appointment online. You cannot get a real ID online. That's correct. You have to go into a field office or one of the public tag agents.
And I see a whole list of things that you have to bring in here, starting with birth certificate, ending with PA vehicle registration card, and then 1099 school records, all that in between. How many do you need to nominate? Just one? Is a birth certificate adequate?
Yeah, so it's really not many documents. It's either a birth certificate or passport. Not both. It's or.
Okay.
And two pieces of mail proving your address. So two proofs of residency. We can verify Social Security number verbally. And really, your current driver's license or ID card could serve as a proof of residency if that is your current address. So it's not a ton of paperwork. It's birth certificate or passport and two proofs of residency. And we have a checklist on that same website, expresslane.org. It's a real ID checklist. It takes you step by step and it asks you if you have this document. If not, okay, well, what's an alternative to that? So it'll get your real ID ready. It'll tell you exactly which documents you need to bring in to the field office when you come to get the real ID license or ID card.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Matt Boudreau about Real ID, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. You can go to expresslane.org to book your appointment. But unless you're really traveling, Ben, today, you'd be okay unless you're trying to board a commercial aircraft or what? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me pick it up when we come back. It's a little bit late. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 757. It is Wednesday, May 7th. That's the deadline for Real ID. We're talking to Matt Boudreau, Interim Deputy Commissioner with the Office of Motor Vehicles. Matt, while we were in the break, I went to expresslane.org, made my appointment at Oakwood for June the 11th. I think that was the first available that I could get to get my Real ID. So I will have to bring two pieces of mail, like a utility bill or something addressed to me at home, and a birth certificate, correct?
That's correct.
And how much is it going to cost and what am I going to get for that?
So if you're eligible to renew, and if that means you're 180 days prior to your expiration date, there's no additional cost. It's the same as you would come in to renew. It's $32.25. If you're outside of that renewal period, it's a $17 duplicate fee or a change of address fee. And you'll get a credential that looks almost identical to the one you probably have in your wallet right now, except it's going to have that gold circle with the white star in the upper right hand corner. If you don't have a real ID, it says not for federal identification. Of course, that wouldn't be on the real ID driver's license because that real ID is for federal identification.
Are we taking a new picture, taking any tests or anything like that?
Yep. New picture, just to help verify the person coming in to get the real ID is who matches in the system, but there are no additional tests or anything like that.
Somebody wanted to know about going to private places instead. Can you go to a private place if you need to get this done right away?
That's correct, yes. Many of our business partners, the public tag agents, issue real ID. So I would just advise them to check either their website or call in to ensure. Not every PTA issues real ID license or identification cards, but many of them do. So, yes, they have been a big help for us in this real ID compliance enforcement date as it approached. So, yes.
Go ahead, real quick.
You have the appointment that far. We do accept walk-ins, so if you need to get in sooner, we will fit you in. We have some no-shows, some cancellations if you need to get in.
How accurate or how long does the process take, I guess I should say?
No, it's a pretty quick process. As long as you have the proper documentation, should book the appointment, should be able to get out 10, 15 minutes.
And where would they go to find out private places if they wanted to get this done instead of going to an OMV place? How would they search?
Yeah, well, you can also go to expresslane.org/locations. We have a list of the OMV field offices as well as the public tag agents. You can filter by city or parish, whatever you wish.
Public tag agents, PTA. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk to Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, when we come back. We'll also talk about air traffic control shortages.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.